Hi, I'm Crystal Scarborough, and I got next.
You next up, and you ain't been on Sports Like Talk? Like, what are you doing? Hey, you better hit him up.
Look, you breaking next, and you up next. Keep the wins go hard. Rise a star on the big scene, make them know who you are. You don't break a sweat, don't settle for less. They put you through that test, your resume that flex. Who got next? Who got next? SLT, ready, set, go. Who got next? Who got next? Living my dreams and all your goals. Who got next? Who got next? You can ask B. Jones or head coach. Who got next? Who got next? You next up, so here's my vote. Shoot.
SLT Nation, what it do, fam? Welcome back to another fire episode of Sports Life Talks. You got next, a platform that gives exposure to the voices of tomorrow. It is season four, the year of the Mamba, and KT and I are 5 years into combing this country. We are all over the place, and we are finding rising superstars, future phenoms, incredible human beings in our communities who are doing big things and accomplishing big dreams. And today, we heading up to the Oklahoma. That's what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen. We got one of the dope, but she comes from a family of athletes, and now she has started her family in her own household, and she is growing the community on the court, kid by kid. Y'all make some noise for the Hartshorn native. That's right, Hartshorn, Oklahoma. Y'all show up and show out on this episode, because I'll probably never get to say that again. But coming out of Team Trae Young, the 15U head coach, 4 years in the game. And guess what? She is a Choctaw native. Y'all make some noise for the one, the only, the ever so talented, Crystal Scarborough. Coach, how you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Hey, we kind of hyped to have you on. That's what been a long time. We've been chasing you for a while, Coach. You know, we finally made this thing happen, so I'm super excited. I got a feeling this won't be our first or our last time at Team Trae Young, because it's some dope things cooking over there at that program. But Oklahoma, we love y'all. If this is your first time watching the show, welcome to the SLT You Got Next Experience. I am your host, the mouth of the South, B. Jones, the OG, all things Louisiana. We'll put your L's up. Mr. Yeet is in the building, and I'm rocking alongside my brother from another mother, the other side of the logo, the Choir Storm. All facts, no cap, the head coach, KT. Kev, how you feeling today, homeboy?
B. Jones, I'm feeling like we got to get our own spot in Oklahoma. That's how much you've been there, man. So somebody, you know, give us a spare bedroom. But B. Jones, answer your question, man. I'm feeling great. Let's turn up, man. Let's go.
Let's turn up. And in the best way to turn up, KT, is to start this show off with an icebreaker. That's right. A game we like to call the moment of truth. This is our version of two truths and a fib. Okay, the rules are super simple. Before the show started, Coach has selected three unique facts about herself. She is going to give KT and me those facts, and we will have exactly 60 seconds to work together as a team and try to figure out which one of these things are just purely cap. All right? We ain't that good at it, but we're getting a little bit better. And today, I don't know. I've tried to do some good research on this one. This is gonna be a tough one for us. Coach Scarborough, give us your three facts.
My brother was in Major Leagues.
Okay.
I have five kids, and I have five kids, and I have been coaching for 4 years. There we go.
All right. Well, hold on, KT. We know she's been coaching for, well, this that might be because she's been coaching for over 4 years. But I'm gonna say the 4 years is what she was saying. Now, the five kids, are you including your husband as one of your kids? you know us guys, we can act like kids sometimes. And well, because, I know she came from a family of athletes. Yeah.
So we know that she's, it's in her bio. She has three kids plus one. So wait, four kids.
Well, she got two twins. Two twins.
Bitch, over in her bio, it says mom of three plus one. She has four kids.
Okay. All right. Four kids. Okay.
And she said, so how many kids does she have?
Five. So which one you going to say is the lie? So is her brother a major league or?
Now, her brother's in the major leagues. The lie is the kids. Remember, she has four kids.
Oh, okay. All right. All right, coach. Well, you got four kids. That mean that that is going. Yeah. So five kids is not the truth, coach. Which one was the cap?
That was the cap.
Hey, she made it easy for us, KT. We need every win we can get. So we're going to make it easy. We're going to enjoy them. A great way to start this episode off. All right, here we go. Coach Carl. We're about to start a crazy ride. We're going to take them on a journey today of your triumphs and your trials and tribulations and how you got to this amazing point. And you know, before you start any journey, you got to do it the right way, coach. We need everybody out there to take your right hand. Lift up your right hand, coach. That is, reach over your left shoulder. Grab that seatbelt and strap up, click, clack. We're about to go on the ride of a lifetime, ladies and gentlemen. The first official action on this ride is we need you to do four things. That's right, a call to action. Number one, we need you to stick around to the end of this episode. Even if you walk off to go get some juice or answer the front door, let the show keep rolling so we can get credit in the algorithm. Number two, we need you to hit that like button as many times as Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg will allow you to hit that like button, okay? We need this show to pop and we need it to bubble all the way up to the top. Number three, sharing is caring. Coach, I got a feeling you was a walking assist back when you was hooping. So we need everybody out there to throw that assist to somebody else out there. Share this episode so we can tell them about this crazy program called Team Trae Young that is about to make some noise on the girl's side. They already making noise on the boy's side. So it's going to be crazy when this girl things get to going. So y'all share that episode to be one of the first people in the know. And then last but not least, subscribe to the Vibe. That's right. Become a part of our tribe, the SLT Nation, by smashing that subscribe button. We're going to be the hardest working podcast in the game. We're going to keep giving it to y'all. Amazing coaches, amazing athletes, phenomenal content is our guarantee. Coach Scar,
yes, it's
Team Trae Young. It's Oklahoma. I tell y'all, it don't get no doper than Oklahoma basketball. We're going to touch on it here in just a second. But is Team Trae Young going to rock with SLT Nation right now? They going to show us some love?
Absolutely. I'm going to make sure they blow it up.
Like, you got four kids, so I know we should at least get four followers on this.
Period.
All right, y'all. Y'all know what time it is. Let's do it like we true to it. On the count of three, smash that subscribe button. One, two, three. Boo! Yeah, baby. I love getting new members to the family. It just makes me feel all nice and warm and toasty outside and inside. Coach, what is the emoji of this show? What is your favorite emoji that you're using right now?
I use salute. Salute is probably my favorite.
Salute.
That is me 1,000%. You know, I feel like, you know, a lot of times we don't salute, you know, other coaches the way they needed to be saluted. And and that's just me. It's all about respect. When you are in the game, you got to respect your opponent. You got to respect the opposite side. And at the end of the day, it's all about making these kids better and developing them. So
I love it.
Everybody.
I love it. Well, y'all know what you got to do. If you did any of those three things, especially if you hit that subscribe button, we need you to throw the salute emoji in the chat just to let Kevin and I know that you are showing up for this episode. You are part of Roll Call. And we just, listen, KT and I, we don't do fans. We don't do followers. We only do family around Sports Life Talk. So throwing that emoji means the world to us, to let you know that you rock with us. And what we going to tell them, KT?
We're going to tell them thank you.
Thank you. That is right. And check this out. I don't know. Once we get to 500 views on this episode, we may do something special for one lucky saluter. But one person that show up with the salute, we may do something for y'all. All right, KT, let's take it to the next level. Let's take it to the danger zone, KT. Coach Scar, welcome to the Sports Life Talks initiation.
All right, Coach, to initiate you into the SLT family, you got to give us your top five music artists.
I'm going to say Kendrick Lamar. I'm going to say Ice Cube, Snoop Dogg, and Nipsey Hussle.
You got one more.
You got one more.
Lil Wayne.
Hey, you know Louisiana. You know he's Lil Wayne from Louisiana.
Nobody cares, he's from Louisiana. Why do you do that?
Because we get so much love. You don't hate it. We get so much love.
Oh, man, I got to throw my L's up. Then I got to hear, oh, Lil Wayne is from Louisiana. Come on, man. I thought of it.
Yeah.
That's a dope top five. So we like to do, Coach, we like to rank everybody's top five. The highest you can get is 10.
Okay.
B. Jones, that was fire. So you know what we're going to do for Coach?
Pretty dope.
We're going to give a 23. Give a 23 for that.
Yo.
Now, KT, I only got one question about that, though.
What's that?
Does Coach have a little bit of that clap back in her? Because, you know, Kendrick Lamar beefing.
I have a lot about it. I mean, Coach, I told you everything you needed.
I got a little bit. Yeah. I be having to reel that in sometimes.
Yeah. All right, Coach. So who is your favorite superhero and why?
I say Black Panther. You know, when we was growing up, like they didn't teach us about Black Panther until they got older. And once I got to watch the movie and really dig deep into that, I'm like, I'm proud to be a Black Panther. I'm proud of all of that. And I felt like it really spoke to me. You know what I mean? Like he did things within his element and not trying to be supernatural. It was something that he did. You know what I'm saying? The culture within him. So that's why I like the Black Panther. I'm just going to be honest. So.
All right. So we asked the superhero question because we see coaches as superheroes. And you know that superheroes have their own theme song. So what would your theme music be?
That's on me. I don't know why I like that song so much. And
that's
it's like
on me, baby.
Yeah, that's the only song I like of his, but I really like that song. I don't know. That's just if I pull up anywhere, that's what I'm playing. I don't know why. Like
got all these diamonds on me.
Come on, me.
Coach, I can't wait to ride with you in the whip.
I don't know, B. Jones. If she got music like this, that means she a thug. That means people coming after her, B. Jones. We got to be ready to fight.
I don't know. She taking Bixby by storm, KT.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's all I'm saying. I'm pulling up, picking up kids, listening. That's on me. So,
you know, hey, that's a Dallas native, too. That's a Dallas guy. So, that's shout out. We finally got somebody made it.
Yeah.
We gonna meet her wherever we gonna meet her. We ain't gonna ride with her.
We gonna have Coach Scarborough the husband with us.
Hey, his music ain't no better.
what is Coach listening to?
He listening to straight old school, like anything.
I see, with yeah.
Snoop, anything with Snoop, anything with like. I'm gonna say Nipsey, anything like that. Like he is just, you know, he an old school type, you know. Cat, like he just love all that, like he just chill, like super chill. So,
all right, Coach. So, what is? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I gonna say, what is something that basketball has taught you that you can use when you're not on the court?
I would say there's a few things. Like discipline is one. You know, I grew up in a small town, and a lot of people don't hit on this, but I feel like I need to hit on this. Like I am a mixed kid coming from a small town. And you got to have determination. You have to have motivation. You have to be in the gym when nobody else is in the gym. You have to be disciplined. There's nothing that you can't hope that somebody's gonna just see you and be like, oh, this, you know what I mean? Like there's already certain kids in place and you have to find your place. So you have to consistently be in the gym, be disciplined and do what you're supposed to do. So I feel like that is the reason why I'm so successful now. Because everything that I went through, it kind of helped me when I started at as a young age in basketball. So I would say discipline.
All right. So B and I, we're going to produce a movie that's centered around you. The one thing that we're missing is a lead actress. Hmm. Who should we get to play you in the story of your life?
This is so hard. I would everybody say, like, if we go off of looks, I'm going to say Kelly Rowland. Okay.
Ooh.
Because everybody says I look like her.
Yeah, I can see that too.
Yeah.
I had Paula Patton. I was going to roll with Paula Patton.
And I didn't even think about that. Like, I'm like, but that's just because everybody says I look exactly like her.
You do kind of favor Kelly Rowland, but we're going to be your husband, Idris. So it's going to be Idris and Paula in this one.
So if that, and then like everybody was like, well, Halle Berry's good. I'm like, I just thought about that, Kelly Rowland, but that one's a pretty good
one. He's a big time Halle Berry fan, though.
Halle Berry mentioned on this show, that just lights up my world, B. Jones.
I like her too, though. She's good. She's very good at what she does. So,
She's great. She's great at everything. She's really great. All right, Coach. So this is probably the most important question we ask during our initiation. B. Jones and I, we love to travel. When we travel, we got to eat. So we come to rock with you. What's that one food spot you're going to recommend, and what is your go-to meal there?
I'm going to say I like a lot of food, though. That's the sad part. I just can't just pinpoint.
No. This initiation, I give it one.
I know it's got to be a good barbecue spot somewhere around now, because Oklahoma do some good grills. They do some good BBQ.
But it wouldn't be like at a restaurant. It would be like someone's home. Like, you get what I'm saying?
That's even better. We can bring like the paper plates and plastic forks. Come on.
So if you're going to say that, I would have to say a little bit of my family does great barbecue. Like, we got somebody that's on the grill that can make bologna and brisket. I'm making the potato salad and the baked beans. I don't just do baked beans, just regular baked beans. I gotta put hamburger meat in it. It's gotta have bacon in it, all the fixings. So I would say, I would just let y'all come to my house.
We coming. Call Coach Matherin. We all gonna be at your house. We all gonna be kicking it over there. And Kevin, did you hear how to holler at the bologna though? See, yeah. That's how you know somebody really know how to grill. Because folks, they all over this brisket and stuff. But when you could do a bologna, a smoked bologna, it's so delicious, KT. It is not.
Y'all can have all this smoked bologna. She had me at potato salad, with the hamburger meat in there, B. Jones. She had me there. But yeah, the bologna, I'm out on it. But everything else.
You got to try, KT. You got to try.
It's really good. I don't even fool with bologna outside of it being smoked. If it is not smoked, I'm not touching it. But KT,
it is a delicatessen of the South, man. I'm telling you.
Yes, it's so good.
I trust both of y'all, but the answer is still no. Y'all can't convince me to eat bologna. My wife tried it. If she can't do it, yeah. Oh, well. All right, so joining us now is Crystal Scarborough, coach of Team Trey Young's Girls 15U team, wife, mother of three, bonus mom to one. Let's hear about her experiences balancing life on and off the court. So, B. Jones, go ahead and take it away, brother.
Okay, T, I think she got four. You got four, right? You got four legitimate, right? Okay. Okay. I want Kevin keeps all the bonus one.
Well, no, and her profile is this.
Yeah. She's definitely my bonus.
Oh, she your bonus? All right. We're gonna call her the bonus one. Coach Scarborough, welcome to the show. We super excited about having you on here. Your name is like ringing through the streets out there in Oklahoma. You having such a big impact. I know BA basketball, BA standing for Broken Arrow, is kind of on the growth. And now you and a family that's moved over to Bixby. So I'm assuming some big things about to come out from that part of the city. I used to live in Oklahoma. I lived in Tulsa. I actually lived in BA. I lived literally, you know, the subdivision right behind the stadium. I lived over there when they first built that subdivision. You know what? The first Quick Trip I ever went to was the one right over there. Right down the street. That was the first Quick Trip I ever been to. But yeah, Coach, so I know Oklahoma is different. I know the athletes, the talent, the competition is crazy. But you know what we don't know is about is heart soaring. So take us back, Coach. Take us back to your beginning. Take us through your basketball journey. When did you fall in love with the game of basketball, Coach?
Truthfully, I came from like my dad. My dad was an athlete, and you know, they used to tell us stories how my dad could jump out the gym and how he could hit it. He was a baseball player and he could hit it I mean, way over the houses and the trees and, you know, like, and I used to be like, okay, whatever, you know. And I remember the first time I was like, I want to go out and I want to play basketball. My dad said, well, if you really want to play basketball, I'm about to go get a pole, like a telephone pole, them old school poles. And he put it in the backyard and built me this ugly looking basketball goal. Like, it was so country, I can't even describe it to y'all. And he had a 10-foot goal for my brothers, and then he had a short goal for me. Well, I was so annoyed that I had this small goal. Like, it made me so mad because I grew up with three older brothers, right? So I would shoot on that, and then they would come on my goal and dunk on it. Well, they broke it. So I was like, I'm going to beat y'all one day. I'm so tired of y'all. Like, y'all get on my nerves. And I literally would just go outside every, it didn't matter if it was raining. It didn't matter if it was hot outside. I was out there shooting. And my brothers would come in and try to stuff it. And they would try to do all this stuff. And they really, just my family in general, made me love the game. And as I got older, you know, we lived in a small town, you know, so there wasn't a lot of us in this small town. So we had to prove ourselves. And one day there was a coach. Her name was Coach Hadley. I thought she was the prettiest white lady I've ever seen, with the blonde, golden blonde hair, blue eyes. And she was like, I want you to play. And I'm like, play what? Because, you know, I'm only a sixth grader and these were seventh, eighth, ninth grade girls. And she's like, I want you to play with us. And I remember playing, and I remember her pulling me to the side because I was so upset because I thought I was doing bad. And she said, you're doing fine. You will be fine. You're like a really awesome athlete. You're coachable. You're this. And her just saying those things to me made me want to love the game more. And I remember when she left, I cried like a little baby. And I was like, I don't think I want to ever play again. And another coach came in. His name was Coach Kinnemer. He is the oldest coach I know. And he's coaching every girl's, like, he's still coaching to this day. And I was a freshman in high school. And I was really nervous, like super nervous. And I was on varsity. And he told me that I have every opportunity to go play D1. And I said, you think that about me, a little girl in Hartshorn, Oklahoma, a dot on the map, can go play? He said, absolutely. And just the amount of hours he would open the gym for me to shoot. When everybody else would leave, I would stay and shoot. Sometimes my mom would be so mad that we were at the gym for so long. And she'd be like, dear God, I got to go cook. And I'm like, my bad. You know, like, my bad, mom, my bad. But just being around a coach that believes in you like that, it changes lives. And that's why I'm doing what I'm doing today, is because of him. And those two coaches have stayed with me forever.
Now, Coach, we try to research everybody, but I need you to send me some highlights of you back when you was getting buckets, Coach. What kind of player were you, Coach? You're 5'7". You told us that before the show. So,
I played inside out. So I played the 3 and the 4 because I was so strong. Like, it didn't matter. You could be 6'2". It did not matter. I'm stuffing you. I'm jumping over you. I was one of those that was a try hard kid. Let's just say that. Like, I'm going to get the buckets where nobody else wants to get the buckets. I'm going to grab rebounds. I'm going to go back up. I'm going to, you know, like, that's just what I thought. Like, three-pointers were not in my vision, but I could shoot them. You know what I mean? And if you backed off enough, I'm going to shoot that shot. You know, I was just one of those kids that didn't care. I was just like, whatever. I just want to play. It didn't matter.
Now, Coach, 4 years ago, well, a little bit over 4 years ago, you made the decision to become a coach. And typically you see people come straight out of college and they jump into coaching, but you took a little bit of a different path. What transpired 4.5 years ago that made you decide to pick up a clipboard?
So this is going to get real tough for me. You know, I went through a real rough patch after I found out I was pregnant with my oldest, the tall one that you see. I stopped watching basketball. I stopped watching any sport. I was livid. Like, I was so upset. And the only thing, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to sacrifice and just be a parent and only a parent. And that's it. Until my daughter, the oldest, became a fifth grader like I was and said, Mom, I want to be a basketball player. And I said, are you sure? And she's like, yes. And I said, you got to be absolutely sure this is what you want to do. And she was like, yeah. So she played. And I swear I didn't think she was ever going to like the sport. I thought she was going to quit. And she said, no, I want to get better. Like, I want to be great. Like, I want to get in training. I want to do this. And I said, if we get into this, just know I'm never going to allow you to quit. And I'm going to go super hard on you. She said, okay. And I would sit in the stands and like, at this moment, little kids, you know, youth or whatever, they're just super nice and everybody gets a participation trophy. Nah, we ain't getting no participation. Don't even pick that up. Like, throw that down. You did not. And after that, it just like, I kind of like got pushed into it by some of the other coaches. One of the coaches actually got teched up and kicked out. And they said, I need a parent to step in.
What?
And, yeah. So I was like, I'm not stepping in. And they were like, no, you need to go. Like, you're the only one that knows what's going on. And we won that entire tournament just because I stepped in. We won the entire tournament for the rest of like the whole tournament. And then I ended up going on the coaching staff. And then after that, it's been history ever since. So,
wow, that's actually nuts, coach. I kind of wish now that's going to be a great part of the movie, KT, when she's sitting up there in the stands and Paula Patton just. That's gonna be a great part of the movie. Now, your household dynamic, you talked about everybody's being athletic. You got tall kids, the young, what you said, her name was Brooklyn, right?
Is the oldest.
I don't want her sliding in our chat box. Get my name right, Master. Brooklyn's the oldest. She started the basketball, but you got three other kids, and it looks like all of them athletic. Your husband is a coach. You a coach. I gotta ask. I need you to peel back the curtain for us, woman. What is it like on an average Saturday or Sunday in the Scarborough house? Are y'all watching sports? Are y'all decompressing from sports? Do y'all get into tips about favorite teams? I mean, what is it like in the household when you got so much competitive juice flowing day in and day out?
Honestly, for one, when we wake up, it's automatically we gotta go to a gym or a field. We got to go to a gym or a field. And then as we're at the gym or a field, we're looking at our phones at whatever sport is available at the time. And we always have this one kid, you know, I'm not going to say no names, but 6'2", you know, kid is always opposing on the opposite team. And it's like, bro, like, just come on this side. Stop being a bandwagon, bro. Like, just come over here. So we, you know, we're preparing for that. And then once we get home, we all sit down, we talk about, let's say that there was like a game that, you know, they did during the week. We're watching that. We're trying to break it down. We're trying to, you know, we really like to hit mental sides of things, because when you're in a sport as an athlete, you have to have your mentals right. So we talk to Brooklyn about this all the time. You know, we hit it hard with her, like, where are your mentals at? Like, how are you focused to be able to be what you want to be? Like, these are the type of conversations that we have on a typical Saturday. Like, it's every Saturday we hit on this type of stuff. So, I mean, they talking about they want to be great. We got to be great role models and push them into what they want to be. So
a lot of coaches have partners or mentors that they'll pick up the phone and call. They say, hey, how do you handle this? I'm going through this. You actually get the opportunity to go home every night with another coach who's right there in the trenches, who's building the program. Know, you guys are going through a lot of the same struggles. Y'all are trying to figure things out with each other. How do you guys, like, how much do you grasp and how much do you absorb from your husband, and how much sensitivity or how much, of the compassion side has he adjusted and brought from your game over to the football side?
To be honest, I bring a lot of high energy. The crazy thing is, when he first got in, like, my husband is very man of few words, you know, until he hits that football field. And then it's like, boom, 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 boom. Like, he's, you know, and I feel like we both feed off of that from each other. I'm very high intense, clapping, yelling for my girls. If they get an and-one, I'm yelling and-one with them. He does the same thing. If they get a pick six, he's running down the sidelines with them. You know, those things that we've actually fed off of each other, and other things that we've done. Like, there are times where I'm like, man, I like, this press ain't working. And he's like, well, let's break it down. And so we'll sit and he'll show me things and tell me things. But it ain't always been peaches and cream like that. It's always been like a little bit of a rough patch, like, I don't need your help or no, you know. But at the end of the day, like, he's actually like a very wise coach. Like, he's very solid and he keeps me grounded whenever I'm up here. You know, because my competitiveness kicks in and he's like, hold on, wait a minute, let's chill, let's talk it out, you know. So I feel like we feed off of each other really, really well. He has an old soul, like, and it's been hard and tough for me at first to allow him to help me with that advice. But now that I'm allowing that, like, it's just elevated even more. So I appreciate that. Like, everything.
Well, that's dope. So. Well, Coach, and thank you for being authentic. We love to hear those kind of things around here because it's the real. It's what's really going on. And everybody want to put up a front. But that's fire. Because, hey, y'all pushing each other, right? The rising tide lifts all boats. And that competition and that fire only makes everybody better. Now, Coach, everybody came here to watch and learn about Team Trae Young. So we got to give it to him, Coach. What's cracking with this? Now, from my understanding, the girls' side of Team Trae Young is relatively new, right?
Yes.
Is this year one or year two? Or how many years have they been doing the females?
They've done it once before, but it kind of dissolved. And then now they brought it back, and this is the very first year. And we're excited. We're all pumped. Like, we have really good coaches on this side. It's so exciting. I'm excited for them. Like, just being around, like, the energy of the coaching staff and the kids, like, as much, the kids just want to play, you know what I mean? And we just want to coach them. Like, we just want to coach them up and get them to play basketball, whatever level it is, that it is what it is. But we just want them to be able to go to a different level and develop as they go. So that's, you know, so with Trae Young, I feel like now it's a different vibe. Like, it's nothing but positivity. We just want to develop these kids in order for them to go play, you know, and put a stamp out there like Trae Young. That's a good program. They're doing this. They're doing that. And that's the vision of every coach in this program right now. So
y'all thought y'all was going to sneak up on some people, but then they dropped the rankings and the 17U team is like number 20 in the country. So now you got these 15 and 16 and 17. Yo, everybody know, like, Trae Young got a program and a lot of it is built off of the credibility of what you guys have been able to accomplish as Oklahoma, right? I mean, when I look at y'all roster, my goodness, y'all got dogs, Mathurin, Lofton. Then y'all came down here to Dallas and got Orion D'Souza. Now, I don't know the names as much on the 15U team, but it's a lot of excitement going on in this Team Trae Young program. What is the culture like when you guys get on the bus ride or plane and y'all getting prepared for a tournament? What is this new organization like? What is the culture like in the building when it's just Trae Young versus the world?
To be honest, it's go time. Like, we are hardcore. Like, if you are, you know, like, even in practice, like, the high energy level, like, you gotta, if your teammate falls on the floor, you better be running over there to get her. Like, if she makes an N1, you better be off the bench screaming for her. If she shoots a three and knocks it down, you better be holding up threes along with her. Like, you better be, like, the culture speaks for itself. You know what I mean? And when you're like, you know, clapping it up and you're doing those things and you're coming in a gym, you better be walking in a straight line. Like, that's the way I have my kids walk in. Like, you walk in with a straight line, you have your backpacks on your back. When we get to our bench, you better put the bench in line. Like, everything better be straight. You better not leave the bench with, you know, trash on the floor. We want to set a tone that we're not better than everybody else, but we're still that good. We can still compete with everybody in the gym. You know what I mean? And do it respectfully. You know what I mean? And so, like, that's what I tell my girls every single day. We're here to compete. We're here to get better. When we're in the gym, you're going at each other's head every single day because somebody's going to come at your head. So that's what happens.
30 seconds, Coach. Is Oklahoma being slept on? Do y'all get the props y'all deserve?
No, not at all.
I agree, Coach. I agree. I'm gonna save my Oklahoma rant for another day because we shot on time. But I promise y'all, I can put five young ladies together out of Oklahoma and travel from state to state and whoop every state. Hey, holler at me. Slide my DMs if you want to challenge me. I'm telling you, I can put five dogs together right now out of the state. Probably seven. Probably seven. And KT, they don't have Sanaa Richardson coming off the bench. That might have a sharpshooter coming off in my six or my seven. Y'all don't want Oklahoma. Scarborough, welcome to the championship rounds. This is the part of the show with KT and I. We do a little bit of one-on-one, and you have now officially calling all of the shots. All right, coach, this is our version of Would You Rather. It's souped up on steroids, so the rules are super simple. Both KT and I, we're going to give you an option in three championship rounds, okay, coach? Whichever host you select in that round, that host gets a point. The first host gets 2 points, or the best out of three will win this episode's game. Okay. And the champ is here. Oh my goodness. Hey Kevin, I like coming into these episodes with a W under my belt. All right, coach, here we go. All right, coach, for round number one, I'm gonna give you any college program. They saw what you've done with Team Trae Young. You are starting to get phone calls left and right. It is time to take your talents to the coaching talents to the college ranks. Any school you want, you select them. But here's the kicker. When you get to this school, it's going to start off rough, but you are going to turn it into a well-oiled machine, a la Dawn Staley. Okay, coach? You're going to be at this program for 30 years or as long as you want. You'll play. You'll be competitive for national titles year in and year out. Top 25 program. Best recruits coming through your school. And this is it. This is the last one I'm going to give you. When you retire, your name will be on the court. We're going to call it this Crystal Scarborough floor at whatever school that is. You will be a Hall of Fame most winningest coach at that program. Or?
Coach, there's a player out there that needed guidance because no one gave them a shot. She makes it to the Basketball Hall of Fame, and her speech tells you she wouldn't be there without the love that you gave her.
I'm going to go with the player.
Oh!
I'm going to go with the player. I'm for the player. I'm for the players, man. Like, if you don't develop them mentally,
what's 6'2" name? What's the oldest son name?
Simone.
I mean, the twin.
Simone.
I see why you go to the other side, bro. I see why you do it. Mama just gave up a historic college program. Oh my goodness! All right, round two.
Would you rather host a traveling food show exploring delicious dishes from around the world for ESPNW, where you get to shadow other college coaches and high school coaches and pick their brains by eating at some of the best places in the world, or?
Or I'm gonna put a film crew together. And this is what's going to be unique. Normally, I put my film crew together and we record the school or we record the AAU program. We're going to do that. But this show is going to be featuring the Scarboroughs. We're going to put a camera on you, your husband, your kids. We're going to film daily life. We're going to film y'all in the car rides, on the court, at practice. We're going to show everybody what an all-American family looks like in the household and on the court. And we're going to put it all together in a documentary, 10 episodes, streaming on Netflix. Make sure y'all get the 4K package because we got the Scarboroughs coming to you.
I'm taking that one.
Yeah! Wow. That's on me, baby. That's all right. I'm super hyped now. Let's go. All right. For the last round, Coach KT and I are super sneakerheads. As a matter of fact, for the tiebreaker for OT, we have agreed that we don't do any talking and we let our sneakers do the talking for us, okay, coach? So, and if you a sneakerhead out there, you watching this, come hang out with me and KT, my brother from another mother, on Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. We go live. We got two other hosts. It's super dope. I do a segment called The Drop. So, for all my sneakerheads, we would love to have y'all be a part of that. But, coach, before the show, we went in our stash, our collections, and we picked a pair of sneakers that we thought represented you, okay, coach? Okay. So on the count of three, we're going to get you to say, hold that sneaker. When you do so, we're going to show you what we got, all right? Okay. It's just that simple. Whichever one you select, not only will we win round three, but they're going to win this game. So be judicious. All right, coach? Here we all go. Right. On the count of three. 3, 2, 1.
Hold that sneaker. Those are my favorites. Yep. I gotta go. They're both. I'm gonna go with the white.
Oh no!
I'm sorry.
No, don't apologize. Do not apologize. And new champion. Don't you like going into this being the champion? You said all that, B. Jones? You can't go into the next episode.
I couldn't have picked Trae Young no better sneakers. I should have brought out my Adidas. Oh, my goodness. I am sick to my stomach. Oh,
man. I love a good white pair of sneakers, though.
I know it's nothing like a good pair of these, huh? I'm with you, bro.
I'm with you.
All right. Carry on.
This my professionalism only goes so far. You know what I'm saying? That's why me and Simone. Simone holla at me. We gonna go somewhere else to get something to eat, Simone. We just go to all right, y'all. We're gonna end this thing off with some positivity and some inspiration. Coaches had an incredible. We didn't even really scratch the surface on this thing. You know, we only get so much time to spend with these coaches. But coach, you got an incredible story, but it's just really getting started. We only 4.5 years into this thing. Everybody wanna know what's up next. For Crystal Scarborough, what are you most excited about in your basketball journey?
Honestly, eventually be a head coach somewhere. That's first and foremost. Seeing my kids hit that D1 level, hit the whatever level they're supposed to be at. That is another thing. And truthfully, just keep rocking and rolling. I want to win a state championship. I want to do something and just develop these kids to the point where I see kids that I've coached be something great in this world, whether it be in basketball, whether it be in life or anything like that. So that is my accomplishment. That's what I want to see from the future for right now. So little small goals for right now. So.
All right, coach, do you have any shout outs you want to give?
To my family, first and foremost. Well, really, let me back that up. Let me back that up and appreciate God for a second. I thank God more than anything in this world, because without him, I wouldn't even be here. So that's first and foremost. The second is my family, my friends. My circle is very small, but I appreciate every last one of them. And just the coaches that I'm around and the mentorship, I just appreciate everybody and my children. So that's it.
All right, so this is a part of the show where you get a chance to call the person that you think should have next. Tell them, hey, I got a chance to rock with B. Jones and KT. I told them my story. I want you to do the same thing. With that said, coach, who are you calling out? Who should have
first? Am I wrong to say my husband? Because I feel like y'all need to talk to my husband. I feel like he need to be on there. And
I would love to talk to your husband.
Yeah, Shaz Scarborough. I'm putting him on display. The second one I would say would be that doesn't get a lot of is Amanda Sparks. You know, she's an eighth grade Trae Young's coach, and she does really well. She also has like the little bitty kids. And I would say you need to talk to Amber Mathurin and Jalen Thompson and Bree Wright.
They give us a bunch of them. Yeah. Well, we already working on Coach Mathurin. We already working on that one. So hold on. You say Bree Wright. Your husband, Coach Scarborough,
and Amanda Sparks.
Sparks, yep, Amanda Sparks. And who else, Coach?
I would say Jalen Thompson. Those are the ones that, you know, really need to be, they need to be on display as well, to be honest.
All right, well, y'all heard your name call, so you know what that means. Your ticket just got punched. Let the world know that you are up next, and you are now officially on the clock. You got an invitation to be on the show whenever you get ready. We will be reaching out to all four of y'all super, super, super soon. Matter of fact, you, Coach Scarborough, we're gonna hit you up right after the show. So, so you need to buckle up. But Coach Crystal Scarborough, you got next. You're the truth. Coach, I love your energy, love your vibe, love your authenticity. I love what you're doing for these kids. I love your competitive nature, your fire. You are the next generation of coaches, and you are raising the next generation of amazing individuals. You are extraordinary. You are elite. You deserve a yeet. Oh my God, back at it again. Oh, I love this show. I love doing this, man. We appreciate everybody for being a part of this amazing experience, having fun with us. We hope you had as much fun as we had. We appreciate you for hanging out. Thank you for watching another episode of Sports Life Talks. You got next. Stay tuned. We got more episodes coming your way. This year has been crazy, and it is only getting crazier. The names are getting bigger. We appreciate y'all. Y'all buckle up. It's going to be nice. Now, listen, if you want to be on the show, make sure you smash our website, sltyougotnext.com. Tell us a little bit about who you are, why you feel like you got next. Just go to the nominate tab. It's super simple. Click on nominate tab. Clearly put in a little information about yourself. We're going to reach out, and Kevin and I will give you an audition to be on the show. Also, download this show as well as, man, we're getting close to 600 episodes now. All wow. In the audio format. We've been doing this for 4+ years, Coach. So if y'all want to hear this show in audio format and podcast form, I'm a podcast junkie myself. Every time I get in the car, I'm throwing on a podcast, including ours. So you should definitely do so. So if you're cooking, kitchen, you know, cooking, cleaning, working out, doing your homework, whatever, take You Got Next on the road in the car and keep the smooth sounds and the fun and the laughter all rolling. And don't forget, become the MVP of this episode. Subscribe to the tribe. Smash that subscribe button. Hit that like button and share this show with all of your people so we can keep this platform growing. WBB is dope and you are dope. So it only makes sense that you help us to keep this thing growing. KT, congratulations on the win. I feel like, you know, I don't know. I don't even know if the bologna tastes right. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know if
it tastes right. You go.
The decision. All right, get us out of here, man.
Coach, thank you so much for rocking with us. Whatever you need from us, please let us know, and we got your back.
All right, thank you so much, guys.
Hey, thank you, Coach. Got all these diamonds on me. That's on me, baby. All right, y'all. Sports Life Talk. Sports Life Talk next week. We love y'all. Stay safe. Be blessed. Respect each other and love one another because together we are better. And keep dreaming big because you never know. Your story may be the next one featured on Sports Life Talks. You got next. Yeet.
I knew you had next because you always working. Crack the code, you got next, you smashing goals. You want next, you need exposure. Well, Sports Like Talk got the baddest show, like the baddest hut in the room. Podcast is tuning to just for you to talk your shit. Talk your mushroom, you want what you eat and you should consume. Sports Like Talk from the late night to the afternoon, then rest repeat. Hit the like, leave a comment, or subscribe so you don't miss a beat. You got next, it's a small taste of a winning meal from a chef type of celebrity. What's up next is you, at least you better be. Yeah, you got next, yeah, I can feel it. You're a winner just like me. Like me, if you got next, if you got next, yeah, if you got next, then you know where to be. I'm talking Sports Life, talking this. Thank you.